learn anything out there day one?
We've got a lot of new guys out there, you know. We probably should have gone with the name on the helmets deal today. But a lot of new numbers, too, between those things. And the goal right now is to get as many guys, evaluated and get those reps. And really, for a fair evaluation, you have to give guys an opportunity to learn what you're doing. So, you know, the pace of what we do from an installation standpoint can change a little bit because of the number of days that we have now. And the way we've set up practice with really two situations of learning, the meeting times, the walkthroughs and things like that. So, the first day is always difficult for young guys. But there's some talent out there, and it's the first day we're just getting guys lined up, and like I said, our main focus right now is to get these guys to know what they're doing, and then have really four different live evaluations besides some other situational things where we can put them in a situation where we can see what they do without coaches on the field.
What's your plan for
To play linebacker. So,
how is he kind of adapted to that role? How is
he working? I haven't seen him play in a year. So, we haven't to play linebacker. You better, we'll evaluate those guys when we get pads up. We'll see where he is.
How hard has he worked to prepare himself for this opportunity?
Really hard. It's something that you saw me get emotional about the deal, and it's a deal where there's not a better kid, and for the ones that happen where nobody touches you, you're just like, my goodness. And every time he's battled back, something's happened. Well, and I brought him in. I told everybody knows the story now that I told him. I said, look, I wouldn't blame you one bit. If you didn't want to play football, you'll still have a scholarship at Texas A&M. You're an Aggie, and I said, you'll get your surgery. Don't worry about it. You make the decision yourself, and don't feel like this program or me as a coach is going to feel any less about you as a man. And he's really, he took some time and he started hanging around, and he came back in. He said, Coach, I want to try it again. And I said, well, you know how hard you're going to have to work. And to answer your question too, Ben, we were really careful in the spring. He probably could have practiced a little bit more. But if something else was going to happen, it wasn't going to happen this spring. And that's just our decision. And give him a few more months to get stronger. And, we'll see where he is right now. So, that was our decision. He could have done some things the last 2 weeks in spring. I just didn't want, if something happened, for it to happen then. If it happens during the season, if it had to give him an opportunity, the best opportunity to play football and to help us.
So just to be clear, you held him out the last 2 weeks in spring, right?
Yes.
Okay. Olin asked yesterday about the guys that weren't able to practice in spring. You said you'd talk a little bit more today about it.
Let me see. There was a bunch of guys. Colton Prater, which you guys saw today. That was good. Who else?
Lamphere,
which you guys saw today. All those old linemen are back. I don't know that there's anybody.
Zay Coven and Harvey, probably the other two.
Zay Coven. Harvey, I commented on earlier this summer. So, he got a knee injury in the spring, and we're taking it easy on him right now. We'll see where he is.
You touched on this a little bit earlier, but at this point, especially on the first day, how much of it is learning versus execution, actually executing plays?
It depends on where you are in the program. The guys who just got here, for 20 of these guys, it was their first practice. And for the other nine that were here in spring football. So, for those young guys, we got to get them up to speed so that we can evaluate who they are. And how they can help this team, whether it's in special teams or a backup role, whatever that is. to create the kind of depth that we need, that we're talking about, you know, to get some of these guys off the field. So right now, as a staff, I think that, you know, our emphasis is really on the mental part of the game, getting these guys to know what we're doing. And then, you know, the effort situation for us is that's the cost of admission. So, you know, if you're not giving effort, then we just get you off the field. But as long as you're doing the best you can, you know, as hard as you can, that's one thing. But knowing what you're doing is what's going to help us win, and that's all part of execution. So I guess to answer your question, it's a little bit of both. And we get slower with some of the freshmen in there, like Cameron Horry, you know, McZeal just got here, you know, and so they're running around. They can't even get lined up right now, and people are screaming and yelling, and quarterbacks. It's good for the quarterbacks, too, because we're rotating the quarterbacks through all the groups, and they're having to line people up and communicate, and you know, the faster we can get these guys, there's some nervousness out there for those new guys, but the faster we can get them up to speed with what they're doing, you know, the better we're going to be able to evaluate them.
Is there anything you're able to learn new about the quarterbacks, first time seeing them after doing 7-on-7 and all that?
No, not really.
How much should people read into anything that occurs during the opening 15 minutes of practice regarding the quarterbacks?
I don't know if they could tell you. I've rotated them ever since we've been here.
Terry Price is working one-on-one with Michael Clemens.
Yes.
So clearly he's an important piece.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that. he's another guy that we got to get up to speed. You know, he's a second summer guy. So he missed, you know, the June, the 4 weeks, and we have to be careful because of, you know, conditioning and trying to get him in condition, but also, you know, not wearing him out, because, you know, there wasn't much going on out there at Cisco, you know, and he was finishing up. So. Yeah, I can tell you this, he really likes the Slocum Nutrition Center. We have to run him out of there. I think it was a little tough at Cisco for a couple of years. But he's a great young man, and, you know, he's very talented. And just to get him up to speed with what's going on, you know, it's going to take a little bit of extra effort. But that's what I'm saying. I think we're going to slow it down a little bit with some of the other things we do in the morning and have more on-field walkthroughs and give guys all three, I mean, classroom walkthroughs, and then full speed, because, you know, you get out there sometimes and these guys, things are happening fast now. And so, as you know, as I said before, when guys start to have success, the game slows down for them. And for guys that are brand new on today, it wasn't very slow for them. So, and that's all part of it. So it becomes, you know, some guys look better than others because they've been here for a year, you know, and you can't let that fool you, because other guys can catch up in a hurry once they know what they're doing.
Coach, Tom Herman and then Chancellor Sharp earlier this summer talked about wanting to bring the A&M Texas game back. I was just curious, now that there's more talk about that, what your thoughts are about bringing
it back. I got nothing to do with that. I mean, you guys have heard me speak about this many times. So my opinion has been out there for the last 4 years. You have to ask that now because of the people who said it. You guys have asked me that since we've been in the league. So it's documented where I am. Appreciate it, guys.